I'm David Brancaccio. First, a survey of activity at U.S. factories is out in about 2 hours, and it will be closely watched given the dislocations caused by COVID-19. Here's Marketplace's Scott Tong.
The so-called Purchasing Managers Index will reflect factory shutdowns in much of the country. More than 30 states have told residents to stay home. Jim Keane is CEO of Michigan-based Steelcase, the world's largest maker of office furniture by revenue.
About a week ago, our factory in Michigan had to shut down because of the local state order. We continue to make product in Alabama. Our California plants that are shut down, our Texas plants are also facing local restrictions.
In the last couple of weeks, regional numbers for manufacturing in New York and Texas and Philadelphia have plummeted. But the national picture? At High Frequency Economics, Rubila Farooqi says in these crazy days, there is no picture yet.
We have no point of reference. You know, I'm forecasting everything, but I have much less confidence in all the estimates I'm putting out there. You know, we haven't been in a situation like this.
She says it'll take 3 to 6 months to understand the pain in the factory economy. Still, manufacturing may be doing better than the services sector, now flat on its back. Karen Harris runs the Macro Trends Group at Bain & Company.
Industrial companies are generally not on the front lines of the localized disruptions compared to high-touch consumer businesses like hotels and retail.
To her, the silver lining is how American factories are showing flexibility in crisis. Carmakers, for instance, will start to produce ventilators for hospitals. And already, business is changing at Steelcase. CEO Jim Keane says customers want office equipment with more safety and distance barriers and video chat-friendly design.
As we come out of this crisis, we will emerge into a new normal where people will have different sensibilities about infection control and so on. And that'll affect the way we live. It'll affect the way we work.
To him, it's like post 9/11. Life will be different and factories will adjust. At least those that survive the shakeout. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.